Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air.
Good afternoon. I'm Senator JPO, host of WPR Rebuttal, and covering the size of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, we are bringing you narratives the UW System Board of Regents won't allow. And we are shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. So our big topic today is the apparent value or relative of the rebranded type of home economics that is now trendily referred as Family and Consumer Sciences, or FCS for short. Now, for this podcast, to refer to it as home economics, despite the rebranding, despite the blatant attempt to stigmatize it, it's just still home economics. Nothing is really. Okay, well, if there's a pause on this podcast, that's because my conference line was dropped. Usually this does not happen, but whatever. That's technology. And, you know, no matter how many times the call is dropped, I will call back in and finish this podcast. So rest assured of that, because this is an issue that needs to be explored, because for every type of propaganda promulgated by Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm the one-man WPR rebuttal. I rebuff and refute those skewed perspectives by showing and explaining and evincing why my perspective is superior. And in this case, the home economics courses that are being hawked and shilled by this UW Stevens Point professor, her name is Sue Turgenson. Well, the fact is, students, even at the lower high school level, even high school freshmen can go and find on the internet, just basic internet searches, not even anything advanced with Boolean language or anything, but just typing in like any type of recipe or how to wash a type of clothing or fabric care and stuff like that. They can find practically everything they need to know as to how to manage certain facets of household management. And those elements of managing a household, or even just the personal care, right, the self-care, that is the focus of a lot of DVR programs and home health aids and stuff like that. Well, that can be found on the internet and pretty much through your own trial and error. You can do it in the privacy of your own home by searching for information on the internet, as opposed to doing it in front of everyone watching in a home ec class. In other words, there's less pressure on you when you find that home economics information online and you do it in the comfort of your own home, and more importantly, the privacy of your own residence, whether that's an apartment or an actual domicile that you own, or if you live with your folks, I mean, that you have more, I suppose, more of a buffer against being embarrassed for not understanding certain things than you would in an actual class where you're on the spot and you have to go and do all this stuff according to the procedure and the pace at which the instructor shows you. And that's another key finding, is that when you are self-taught in home economics by just going and finding information on the internet, and you can go at your own pace and not have to be overwhelmed with what the college instructor might try to force upon you, or even worse, what I find is you have even less leeway for the pacing and the content when you're in high school. So the whole point of the Wisconsin Public Radio podcast of the Joy Carnes Show back on September 6th was that the VWC and his point professor was trying to make the case and failing pretty severely, I might add, but she was trying to say that high school should go invest more in home economics courses because it's supposed to apparently force the high school students into at least being exposed, if not actually learning anything, but being exposed to certain elements of like self-care and family management. But there are some flaws in our argument, as always. And Wisconsin Public Radio and its guest host for that episode, John Munson, filling in for Joy Carden, well, none of those staff are going to highlight the flaws in their guest arguments because, hey, Board of Regents owns Wisconsin Public Radio, so when they have a guest from a university, of course they're not going to give them any tough questions. Heck no. And, of course, they're going to hold that show at a time where yours truly cannot call in because he's working. And it's just one of those situations where I am providing my own internet radio show to go and expand the debate about such topics. And if any callers want to chime in, our number at WPR Rebuttal is 929-477-3965. So I'll be monitoring the dashboard, but in the meantime... Okay, so what did Susan Turgeson actually say? Oh, and by the way, if you want to email her with your opinions, her last name is spelled T-U-R-G-E-S-O-N, and you can go find her information. In fact, oh, my goodness. Okay, I actually had sent her an email. But I guess what I have to do is get in my email account right here. I emailed her a link to my critique for this podcast, and I'm going to see if she has responded yet. So this is live on the air. I'm entering my email account. And because I point out a few important critiques, and usually when confronted that way, the instructors will just agree, disagree. But I would say the biggest error that Turgeson makes is that she makes the false equivalence where home economics is STEM and vice versa. But no, that's not true. There's a vast difference between being able to operate your easy-bake oven and being able to engineer the technology underlying that easy-bake oven. And there's no real comparison. It's like night and day. And home economics is essentially just being able to balance your checkbook in terms of making sure that the timing of your income and the timing of your expenditures coincides that your income precedes your expenditures as much as possible. That's really what balancing your checkbook is all about, just making sure that you have enough money before you have to spend money. So, I mean, that's just really a poor example, the claim that you need a home ec course to go and show you that. I mean, that's just a totally false, misleading claim. And then another thing. Okay, so the one example where, Turgeson, sorry about that, says that apparently, one of the high school home economics courses that she oversaw, these two students were trying to make mashed potatoes, but they neglected to peel away the potato skins. I mean, that's just stupid on so many levels. And the fact that Susan would go and highlight that as like an example of why home ec is needed, I mean, that's just wrong. It's kind of like going on the internet and highlighting this discussion where some poster in a forum goes and makes just incomplete sentences and doesn't use proper capitalization and all that. And then you go and say, well, we need a content filter that only allows people to go and post perfectly well-parsed English syntax and grammar and mechanics and that type of stuff. In other words, she's highlighting the least capable as an example of those who, as the reason why there should be compulsory home ec courses, in other words. It's kind of like saying, well, okay, so all the people in college who are taking remedial courses, right? Why aren't those remedial courses compulsory? Well, okay, so home economics essentially is like remedial education for those who cannot find that type of information on the internet and teach themselves how to do it. Now, Sue Turgenson refuses to acknowledge this facet that home ec is essentially remedial education, okay? It's like remedial STEM if, in fact, you could accept any argument that is STEMified, okay? It's remedial STEM, the bottom bare rung of the ladder, okay, in terms of, like, STEM education. So, I mean, Turgeson might argue that it's STEM, but I argue it is the absolute most dumbed-down STEM that you can find with the STEM label. So, here we go. I found her email address. Now, Sue has not responded to my email because how could she respond? She has no response. She knows I would go and just pillory her and embarrass her in front of all my fans. So, but anyway, if you want to email something to her, Sue Turgeson's email address at Stevens Point is sturgeso@uwsp.edu. Again, that's sturgeso@uwsp.edu. So, here's what I told her. Professor Turgeson, I posted my Senator JPO review of your appearance on a September 6, 2016 edition of the Joy Carlin Show, guest hosted by John Munson, in the comments section of the corresponding WPR webpage. And, of course, we'll have my own webpage on blogspot.com corresponding to this WPR Rebuttal podcast. It's just one of those things where a lot of times the comments I make at WPR.org, they are like the intellectual seedbed of the content that I then produce in these podcasts for WPR Rebuttal. So you are definitely getting the full-length explanation here on this podcast as to why and how I pwned Sue Turgeson and her colleagues in that any advocates of like home economics as being compulsory, they just have to accept that, no, people are going to realize that it's a waste of resources. If they need a remedial home ec education, then by all means, just partner with a technical college and let them go and earn technical credits. But don't require everyone to take it because a lot of people don't even need it. They're already self-sufficient in that regard. I know I was. By the time I was a high school senior, good golly. So if they are talking about making it compulsory for freshmen, and that's a political battle, and I'm fighting back. So, and we know how that's going. Yeah, my side is winning. So, and that's enough about that UW Stevens Point professor. She's not even worth an entire show. I spent just half a show on her, so now let's move on. What's our next topic here? Boom, boom, boom. I have to go back to some of the posts that I made earlier this week, the WPR Rebuttal. I know that this is my big headline for the podcast title, but there's other content that we can do in addition to fill out the staff hour. Okay, so the coaxial pipeline. Okay, so apparently what happened with the coaxial pipeline is that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is by law required to consult with every federally recognized tribe that's within a certain boundary. I believe it's within 20 miles within any type of construction project that would encroach or be within 20 miles of tribal-owned land, okay? Now, they did the due diligence, and the project was approved, and now the affected tribes are saying now that, no, the Army Corps of Engineers did not sufficiently consult, or in his own words, should have done a better job consulting with tribal leaders before approving construction. Okay, well, that's highly subjective, because what does a better job consulting really mean, right? What does it mean in practice? For crying out loud, I mean, a parallel here is that UW-Milwaukee MPA program should have done a better job consulting me about how to do nothing to advocate for my employment with the municipality or otherwise. And that's why I advise young adults to avoid college until a bursar's office signs an agreement to refund a portion of tuition if the student remains not employed in salary work. Because that salaried work is the type of job of a professional degree, such as a public admin program, was utterly worthless, but it's the type of job for which that professional degree is supposed to prepare you for. And it's just that until we have studies exploring and divulging how many or what percentages of these MPA graduates are getting salaried work of any type of salary scale, I mean, whether it's with the municipality or not, it's just within 1 year documented contentions for such work. And again, I apologize for maybe stumbling over some words here and maybe cutting and pasting together some phrases, but I'm trying to read off some of the comments that I made, and I just come across way better in writing than I do trying to, like, read some of my writing, which I guess it's one of those things where, okay, so all these highly emotional people, like, read Wisconsin Public Radio website article, and I'm commenting there to go and offer a different perspective that's more analytical, and a lot of WPR listeners and readers don't want analysis. They just want raw emotion, and, of course, I can't really that's not who I am. I'm a fan of reality, not of, like, letting the emotions lead you, because that results in really bad decisions. Like, just ask anyone who had a one-night stand emotional decision in itself and ended up paying for a kid for the next 18 years, right? If they were analytical like me, they would have never shacked up. They would never even expose themselves to the possibility of having a child like that. But again, it's just one of those things where, at a certain level, it's like, how does one disentangle the analytical approach? I mean, has that really hurt me in terms of, like, contending for jobs? And some might say it has, because my approach is so different. So as others, some might call it too robotic. But I disagree, because I do my best to consider, like, the human impact of what I do, and everything I do is calculated to garner a certain response, although there is some amount of improvisation as unavoidable. But the whole point is that no apology is needed for this, because, again, a lot of the stuff I do on the WPR.org comment section, well, it is preparation for this podcast. But anyway, if you want to call in, then again, the number for my podcast is 929-477-3965. We have 11 and a half minutes remaining, so if you want to go and chime in, now's the best time to do it, because if you were to call in with only maybe 3 minutes remaining, then I would just be wrapping up and saying when my next podcast is, and there wouldn't be enough time for it. Yeah, man, and I usually have better inflection when I speak, but it's just one of those things where I spend so much time writing, I'm still in kind of like not robotic writing mode, but just in more of a contemplative perspective rather than just kind of like the usual announcer type style that I have. And again, it's just one of those things where I have to go and launch more petitions and all that. So, you know what? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to show how adaptable I am by just ending this podcast somewhat early so I can focus more on getting the new petitions out there. Yeah, because all the SAR stuff, if you want to read some of your stuff. It will occur at some point in time on my Blogspot blog at WPRRebuttal.com. We have the podcast, but of course the blog articles are actually at WPR-rebuttal.blogspot.com, whereas the actual internet radio shows are just at WPR-rebuttal.com, which redirects you to the Blog Talk radio show. So, again, at this point, there aren't any cars on a dashboard, so I can safely check out without disenfranchising any of my fans. I mean, if anyone's listening right now, they can easily call in. So I'm just going to end this early because, I am just not I have no reason to continue this this episode right now because I already covered the main topic and there aren't any callers. So I'm going to do one a favor and just end the episode right now. Okay, next episode. Well, okay, so right now it is the 16th. So at 7 days, that'll be September 24th. I'd say around 1:30 is when you should block off your schedule. If you want to go and call in live, that'd be the best thing. So, okay, see everyone 1 week from now. Goodbye.